This is Golf with Jay Delsing. A two-time college All-American at UCLA. A participant in nearly 700 PGA Tour events. 7 professional wins to his credit. Over 30 years of professional golf experience. A member of the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
Hey, good morning. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay. I got Pearlie sitting here with me this morning. Pearlie, let's see. We got UCLA grad, All-American, mini tour player, business owner, business seller. Now you're a consultant. You wrote a book, but you got to carry 100 times on the PGA Tour for me. That has to be the cherry on top of that prize there.
It's certainly the cherry on top of something, but and I enjoyed almost every yard of it.
Yeah, there were probably a few yards that were the longest yard, so to speak. Well, anyway, we formatted the show just like Around the Golf. The first segment is called the On the Range segment. It's brought to you by TaylorMade Golf. You got to check out the Stealth Driver. You got to check out the new 770 irons. They're just fantastic. And each week, if you send me an email, jay@jdelsinggolf.com, you will be entered to get a dozen TP5 golf balls free. We'll send them right to your house. Just put balls in the subject line, and you'll get a few balls on the way to you. Some new golf balls. Pearlie, anything new on our social media front? You've got 12 seconds.
I'm so excited that you asked. I've been digging hard. We are going to switch thing, go with the trending social media of called Mimes and Vero, V-E-R-O, and that's where we're going. We're going to dump all those other knuckleheads that are out there playing all kinds of games with us and the rest of the world, and we're going with Mimes and Vero. So stand pat. Who knows what's going to happen in the near future?
Folks, you do what you may with that sort of information, but I'm going to tell you, if you need to get your house looking good for this spring and the summer coming up, call Bob and Kathy Donahue, 314-805-2132. They'll take care of the inside of your house, the outside of your house. Check them out online, too, Donahue Painting and Refinishing. Wait till you see what they can do with staircases. It is pretty spectacular. All right, so, John, we had golf's version of March Madness. Right now, they're playing the Sunday round at the Dell match play event. And Pearl, I love the golf bracket. I just love the golf bracket.
How do you like the beginning of it when it's more, they're in pools? What do you think about that? Because it's not straight one and done, is it? You're playing in a pool. You're going for points the first couple of matches. How do you like that better than just kind of one and done and move through the whole thing?
Yeah, you know, that's the problem with match play, isn't it? I mean, this week, there's a lot of things to unfold in this week's event because it's match play the entire time. So the guy that's playing the best, shooting the lowest scores, doesn't always win, John. You can run up against someone who's having a super hot round and you can be, your clubs can be headed down the road in your trunk. It's an awesome, awesomely long week as well for the golfers this week, John. It's a marathon. And so these first 3 days, they're playing this round robin within these groups that they've made, and it kind of breaks it down from there. And then they play a day or two of 36 holes to get this thing finished. It's tough. Austin Country Club's a venue, and Austin Country Club is a tricky little golf course. It's not going to favor the bomber necessarily either.
It's probably a better course. I haven't played it, but it's probably a better course, what it looks like to me, for match play than it would be for metal play because of the, as you said, the trickiness, the you know, we're watching guys putt and chip it into the water, for crying out loud. You don't see that on tour very often unless maybe you catch a dry year at Augusta National. But you don't see that very much. But what do you think about the format that you can go out, lose your first match, and still win the whole thing? That just it just seems weird to me. But I guess that's part of the beauty, that you're not out one and done. Everybody kind of gets a little bit of a chance to kind of get warmed up a little bit, if you will.
No, it absolutely is. And John, when I was down there on the ground and doing this match play event, oh, 3 or 4 years ago for PGA Tour Live, it was so eerie to be on the range on Friday, John, because Dustin Johnson had lost his first two matches. So this third match that he was playing was irrelevant. he could win, and he's going home. John Rahm was going home after 2 days. It's just one of the weirdest things. It doesn't make any sense. And DJ was clearly the number one player in the world at the time.
And you know that was killing them that they knew they had to play another round, and it meant next to nothing. Those guys don't like doing that, do they?
Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, no, not at all. They're not going to waste. You know, when you feel like that's wasting your time, that's not going to rank high up on their priority list at all. John, we got to mention Sam Burns. He successfully defended his championship at the Valspar. I was blown away at the low scores at the Valspar, the Copperhead Golf Course there at Innsbruck. That's a beast. And the soft conditions, these guys just tore it up.
Well, they did tear it up, but I want to make sure we talk a little bit about Davis Riley. You know, here's a virtual unknown, and whether he's known by some people or not isn't hardly the point. He's right in the middle of the hunt, to say the least, at, like you said, a super tough golf course. Then he goes out, and doesn't he make a triple bogey or something early on?
He makes an eight on the par five fifth hole, which is not a super easy hole, but it's certainly not a really crazy difficult hole either, and he just chopped it up. Azinger had a great comment. Zing said, you know, you can hit one bad shot on the PGA Tour and still make par. He goes, Davis has hit three bad shots in a row. And he goes, these golf courses will annihilate you.
Well, but you got to give him credit for coming back after that. You know, here he got kind of kicked in the teeth by himself. And then he comes back and obviously very, very much has a chance to win the whole thing. Back to your Sam Burns. It's obviously we've seen him pop up to the top multiple times. This guy plays golf like most people play football or pick up basketball or something like that. He walks like an athlete. He acts like an athlete. He struts around like probably not want to get in his way too terribly much. And pretty impressive to watch his game. There's a future for this guy, that's for sure.
Oh, there's no question. And that's his third win on the PGA Tour. And you just got to love what he brings to the game. He's got a little bit of swagger, and he's definitely a tough kid, and he's definitely a good athlete.
It's a little like Brooks Koepka, just a little bit of that swagger, a little bit of that. I can play other sports too, a little bit like Dustin Johnson, who can play some hoop and some things like that. Hey, I wanted to get your opinion though. What are you thinking about Justin Thomas? You know, he was in the hunt again for sure, but something's not quite clicking there. It's the putter leaves or the hitting leaves. He short sized himself a couple times, which great players don't do that often. And what are you seeing? Obviously, he's awesome, but it he doesn't seem to have that swagger, I guess, is maybe what I'm seeing.
First of all, I love the kid. I love him as a human being. I love his creativity as a golfer. I love his firepower. But you're right, John. This golf tournament was right there for him to jump in, grab a hold of it, and run off with. And he just didn't do it. And most of the numbers will go back to his putting. He struggles with the putter from time to time. And I think that, as we know, that kind of trickles back into your game. You sit there thinking, I've got to stuff this next shot in because I'm not making a bunch of 10, 12, 15-footers, and that's where you wind up short-sighting yourself. And you can look at your golf swing as the problem, but really, Pearl, it's more the strategy.
That's what I'm seeing. You know, his golf swing's awesome. His putting stroke's awesome, but it's clearly not clicking. You know, he talked about he was disappointed with last year. I can't remember what his wins were and that kind of stuff, but it's not what he wants. And it's just kind of interesting, you know, is even sometimes, you know, Jay, you and I have talked about this. Are we even working on the right thing? You know, you said that, you know, Tiger Woods kind of had his five things that he needed to do. It'd be interesting to know where Justin really thinks he's missing. It could be the putter for sure. But to me, it's more the rhythm of the round. It's more that sense of I've got that, you know, just sometimes when you got it, and you kind of know you're going to make putts, you know, you're going to make things happen. He just didn't quite have that at this point. And I think he's going to get it, but he doesn't have it at this point.
No, he certainly doesn't. You know, Pearl, that's going to wrap up the On the Range segment. I'm going to jump right into the tip of the cap. And the tip of the cap is brought to you by my friends over at the Dean Team Volkswagen of Kirkwood. Colin Burns, a great guy. 314-966-0303. Colin, I love my SUV. Just love it. Thank you so much for hooking me up. I'm tipping my cap to Jim Sowers and his team at Marcone. Marcone is the largest supplier of appliance parts in North America for General Electric. What they are doing besides the Delsing Danny Mac raffle for Blues tickets, they are going to buy at least two more service dogs. This is 2 years in a row for these folks at Marcone. Two more service dogs on the 24-hour Battle Buddy program with Faraday, and they just make a huge difference in these heroes' lives. I just want to tell this story because it is just fantastic, and these heroes deserve so much, and the Marcone folks are providing it for them. So that's the tip of the cap. It's brought to you by Colin, my buddy Brandy over there. She's his right-hand person, taking great care of anybody that walks in. 314-966-0303. If you have trouble remembering that number, just send me an email, jay@jdelsongolf.com, and I'll hook you up personally with Colin. That's going to wrap up the On the Range segment. We'll be right back with the front nine. This is Golf with Jay Delson.
On the Range with Jay Delsing is brought to you by TaylorMade. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. The front nine is coming up.
Folks, do you need a new car, truck, or SUV? Then the Dean team of Kirkwood is the place for you to go. 314-966-0303 and go see Colin Byrne. He just got me into a new SUV and I love it. Boy, did they make the experience painless and super, super easy. Most dealers don't have any cars in their lots, but at Dean Team of Kirkwood, Colin has an entire parking lot full of new and used cars. You don't want a VW? That's no problem. They have Audis, BMWs, Mercedes, anything you want. Colin and the Dean team of Kirkwood will go get it if they don't have it. Call them at 314-966-0303 or go to DeanTeamVWKirkwood.com. The Dean team for all your car buying needs. Marcone is sponsoring a fantastic new giveaway. For only $10, you can get a chance to watch a Blues game from their suite at the Enterprise Center. And wait for it, with Danny Mac and me, Jay Delsing. Go to backstoppers.org/DelsingandMacRaffle/ and watch your St. Louis Blues finish out their regular season and prep for the playoffs in a suite with Danny Mac, the voice of the Cardinals, and me, Jay Delsing. Food and beverage is included. The date for the first giveaway is Monday, April 4th versus the Arizona Coyotes. That's backstoppers.org/DelsingandMacRaffle/. For $10, watch the Blues with Danny Mac and Jay Delsing. Attention golfers, do you want to improve your game? Of course you do. The first step is getting to diagnose the area or areas that need your attention. Please listen up. Rapsodo.com. That's Rapsodo.com. It's a portable launch monitor that interacts with your phone. Nothing better for you to use when you are practicing indoors in the winter. You will know your ball speed, your club head speed, spin rates, dispersions. Everything you need to know is on this device. And at checkout, if you enter the code Delsing, you will receive $100 off the price of the Rapsodo launch monitor. That's right. Enter my last name, Delsing, when you check out and get $100 off the price. Rapsodo.com. That's Rapsodo.com.
This is Golf with Jay Delsing. The front nine is presented by the Ascension Charity Classic, September 5th through the 11th at Norwood Hills Country Club. For tickets, AscensionCharityClassic.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. Pearlie's with me, and we're headed to the front nine, brought to you by our boys at Ascension, man. Can't wait for this September, Pearlie. It's going to be a great time at Norwood Hills.
Well, remind me, how are you going to get into this puppy again?
So Jay Williams, between myself and Jay Williamson, one of us is going to get an exemption. We got to go over to the Monday qualifier. I think it's over at Spencer T on the east side. We got to go over there, and whoever shoots lower between he and I will get an exemption. I hope he shoots 66 and wins a qualifier, and then all I have to do is finish.
Well, you better make sure of that. If he beats you and wins the qualifier, where does that leave you?
I know.
I think one of you got to be. I'm not sure how that's going to work. You got to have to figure that out.
Well, I talked to him on,
just by shooting the right number.
I talked to Jay Williamson on the phone the other day, and I said, "You got to be tickled as hell. All you got to do is beat my old But I said, you got to feel pretty good. And I said, and quite honestly, I'm not afraid of you either, because you haven't beaten anybody in the last, you know, 15 years either. We both had a good laugh. Yeah, so
he's a character.
Yeah,
he's
so character. It's going to be fun to just be involved in it. A lot of attention around that. The Advocate PGA Tour event that's going to be going on over at Glen Echo. Our buddy Christian Heavens is my favorite. I hope he has a great day. I'm going to be talking about him all the way up to the event and telling everybody about him once he wins that event too.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, will you and Jay play together in the same group? Do you think they're
I don't think so. I don't know. Can't. Would that be funny? Could you step on his ball for me?
Well, you guys are pretty good at bantering back and forth and with getting the needle out. So there could be plenty of. We might have three radio shows just on the subject matter that comes up in that.
Bro, that'd just be the front nine. That might just be the front nine. Could you imagine if we played together? Oh my gosh, that'd be something. Anyway, all right, so Pearl, the weather's starting to change. Let's get into this a little bit. I bet I've had 15 texts from buddies saying, man, I'm another year older. I just don't want my game to be the same old game that I had last year. What can I do? I said to them, the first thing, Pearl, and we have honked this since our show started. The first thing is stay active. It's hard in the winter. It's not fun to go outside, but you got to stay active and got to keep these old bones moving, don't we?
We absolutely do. But Jay, I liked what you said, that the guys don't want to come back and have that same game. But let's talk about that for a second. That's a big ask, isn't it? Because really, to really change our game, to really make swing changes, mindset changes, it's serious work. It can take the better part of a season to get that going. I think that's a great attitude. You can vouch for it when you see guys like yourself, when you make a swing change, when you try to do something truly different on the golf course. It's major, because those old habits die hard.
You know, John, we talked about this a little ways back. It's most people do not really know what to work on. They don't know where to start, so they'll buy new equipment. You know, they're not necessarily aware that they're not as flexible as they need to be, or if they did this just a little bit of stretching, you know, three times a week, what a big difference that might make from them from a physical standpoint, that'll translate into a lower score because they're going to be more able to perform the way they want to.
The physical part's a monster, and I think when we get down to the actual playing part, is if you really want to make a change, most likely you're not spending 90% of your time around pitching and putting green. And if you really want to make a change, spend your time there. Go hit 10 or 15 balls on the range on occasion. But when you have time for golf, start from 3 feet away, go back, hit some chips, some pitches, be able to hit that bunker shot, at least a nice clean bunker shot where you can get it out in play in the right place. And you really want to make changes, that's where you'll make the changes. And that's talking for anybody that's over a high single digit or even the medium. Well, the medium and low single digits do that all the time anyway. That's how they maintain that ability. But the rest of us got to spend time around the putting and chipping green.
Folks, if you want to lower your scores, let's start by eliminating the three putt. Let's start by eliminating the three putt, and you're going to say, well, Delsing, that's a great ask, but how are we going to do that? And I'm going to tell you right now, first of all, you need to work on your 3 and 4 footers. You need to get those balls. We call it the clock. Put 3 or 4 balls and surround a hole and start working on that and to give yourself some challenges. You know, there's a clock drill that you can get into, and you got to make 3 in a row from 3 feet and 3 in a row from 4 feet until you can go on and do something else. And if you miss, you got to start over. And that is challenging, because not only does that help you work on your stroke, it helps you work on your mental. And then, well, let's start hitting a bunch of putts from distances. Let's start at 25 feet and get out as far as 40 feet. And let's start getting that distance and that the speed control dialed in. Because those two things are just monster huge. And if you can just pay attention to those little components right there, John, that's a big deal. And that's going to cut off 2 or 3 strokes off of every single round.
Easily. And I like the idea that what you just talked about. I think a piece of that, again, is spending the time and being comfortable on and around the greens. If we walk on there and we intimidate it, we think we're going to three putt, we're going to three putt. And if we're back in the fairway trying to hit an approach shot, and we know if it doesn't go close, we're going to three putt, we're in trouble. So much of it is just and you've seen this, Jay, there's some terrible strokes even on the PGA Tour, but it's their stroke. They know it. They have the feel for it. So, yeah, we want to have a great stroke, a pure stroke, but at the end of the day, we want to be comfortable with whatever we are bringing to the golf course. And I don't know any way you do that other than spending time on it. And I'll tell you, there's so many fun little games to play by yourself or with other guys on and around the putting green as well. That's another way to get into it. That's probably the most fun we had as kids, playing for dimes and dollars or whatever the case might be for little six-hole putting matches, nine-hole putting matches, and really getting into it. That's a big part of it, too. There's a lot of fun without even getting on the golf course.
Yeah, so I got to ask you, Pearl, how did it feel when you had to turn over one of your dollar bills to one of your buddies? How'd that feel?
Did that ever happen? A few times. I hated losing. I didn't want to lose anything. I didn't want to lose a $1 bet. I didn't want to lose a putting hole. I don't want to do any of that stuff. That's that competition, that competitive edge, a lot of needling going on. It's an awesome way to go.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And then let's just start from around the greens edge too. We're not going over through the bag because I think we're going to do another show, an entire show on this. But just your pitching and your chipping. When you get around the greens and you have those tight lies, use your putting stroke, using a wedge or whatever you're most comfortable with, figure out how to get the right pace on that ball when you're in the short grass right around the greens. When you start getting in the long grass, you got to get your most lofted wedge and you got to get angle. You got to get up and down. You got to get that club moving up and high. It's going to feel high away from you on your downswing, and drop the head of that wedge right on the back of the ball, maybe an inch behind it. Let the bounce hit the ground and continue your stroke through there to get the ball to come up in the air softly and roll out. I mean, I see that so often, Pearl. People shortside themselves. They get 2 or 3, 4 feet off the green and kind of a thicker lie, and boom, there goes the ball all the way across the edge of the green.
Well, I think, Jay, it's one of the reasons we spend so much time around the green. As you know, there's an infinite number of types of lies that you can have. Grass is growing different ways. You're in different pieces of the grass. The grass is different levels. The green is presenting itself in different ways where you need to hit different shots. There's so much to learn around that area. And again, unless you spend the time and really understand the strategy, you know, it's interesting, Jay, one of the best players in the world, Victor Hovland, it's been pointed out because they all follow their stats. He's horrible chipping around the green. It's the one thing that's probably keeping him from getting to that next level, that final pinnacle that he's after. So there's a guy too that just realizes if you can't chip, let alone putt, it's really tough to compete.
Pearl, that's going to wrap up the front nine. Folks, don't go anywhere. John and I will be right back with the back nine. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
You're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing for golf tips, news on the latest equipment, and everything golf. Log on to golfwithjaydelsing.com.
Powers Insurance is a family-owned agency right here in St. Louis that specializes in providing personalized coverage for the client who has a lot going on. At Powers, they understand that you and your life do not fit in a simple box. So guess what? Neither should your insurance coverage. Go to powersinsurance.com or call 314-725-1414 and ask for Tim Davis. That's powersinsurance.com.
Hey, St. Louis, the Ascension Charity Classic, presented by Emerson, is back this September. Don't miss the excitement when the PGA Tour Champions Best compete again, all for charity, September 9th through the 11th at Norwood Hills Country Club. Pro-Am spots, hospitality packages, VIP tickets, and more. Available now at AscensionCharityClassic.com.
I want to tell you about a family-owned and operated golf business that's been right here in St. Louis for over 40 years. I'm talking about Pro-Am Golf Center. That's right, Pro-Am Golf Center. I know you know the name, but I'm not sure you know what they really have to offer. They have everything a seasoned golfer like myself could need, all the way down to what a beginner would want. Pro-Am Golf Center has the lowest price in the area for custom club fitting. I just went and visited CJ. He is terrific. If you call them now, mention my name, Jay Delson, you will receive a discount on that already low club fitting price. Their number is 314-647-8054. Ask for CJ. Or you can visit them at proamgolfusa.com. That's proamgolfusa.com.
This is Golf with Jay Delsing. To learn more about the game of golf, latest equipment, and golfing tips, Log on to jdelsinggolf.com. The Back Nine is presented by Pro-Am Golf.
Hey, welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay. Pearly is with me, and we are headed to the Back Nine that's brought to you by our friends at Pro-Am Golf. Man, go over, call CJ, get yourself fitted. I did that. He's a great guy. Really, really helped me. It will cost you next to nothing. Go call those guys, 314-647-8054. All right, John, here's something that never really, really gets talked about. But when I was playing, I played in almost all of these if I had the opportunity, if I wasn't playing in the main event. These opposite field events, meaning during this Dell Match Play event, there's a PGA Tour event going on in Punta Cana, and it's got a full field. It's a full field event. If you win the event, you're going to get into the Masters. And John, for a PGA Tour player, how do you not like a week where there's X amount of money given away down in the Caribbean, down at the Dominican Republic, and there's also a huge pile given away over in Texas at the same time. Lots and lots of opportunities if you got your name on your bag and you get to go play for a living.
You got to love it. I mean, so many guys feel that's the big chance to kind of get that next level money so they can get in more events. Who knows, maybe even pop off a win and be in the upper echelon all of a sudden. Now, granted, in general, those guys are playing for quite a bit less, right?
Yes.
But it's still a big deal because a win's a win, and you're still getting some points. You're still getting that experience. I think it's kind of fun because now with all the coverage, we get to watch that before we can wait for match play to come on later in the day. It's kind of fun.
Oh, yeah. If you're a golf geek, I mean, this is the way to travel. I mean, Pearl, oftentimes at the very end, before one of our favorite events that you used to caddy for me every year in the Milwaukee Open, we're referring to, oftentimes that was played opposite the British Open, and then we'd go in and watch a lot of the Open Championship and stuff like that. So, oh man, it's just another opportunity to go ahead and try to make some money and gain some experience, work on your game. You just never know, John. All these players are so tightly packed talent-wise, and a little bit of sprinkle of magic dust or confidence on a player at the right time can make a huge difference in the way they play that week and their career.
Absolutely. So, total game changer. I like it. I know through the years you've heard different people poo-poo it. We don't need that. We don't need that many people in the field. We don't need all that kind of stuff. I think it's awesome that the guys have a chance and they can get out there and compete.
You know, John, it also reminds me, you know, because the average guy just doesn't really realize how good someone that's playing on tour is. Let's say the Corn Ferry's coming to town. The Corn Ferry, and people really kind of look down at the Corn Ferry from time to time. On a field of 156 that are playing in a typical Corn Ferry event, how many of those guys, in your mind, are going to become established tour players? And I'll take it from there. What do you think?
It's 150 in the field type of a thing. I think you have a legitimate shot at 20 to 30 of them. But these days, Jay, don't you have 5 or 10 that have actually won on tour before?
Oh, my gosh, John, that's where I was going. You already have proven tour winners that are still out there playing because it's so difficult to keep your card. It's so hard to have a long career on the PGA Tour. And, John, there's also future Hall of Famers out there. I just can't impress upon people enough how good those players are on that tour, and you get a chance to see, maybe you walk on the golf course, you don't even have to buy a ticket to get it in. You're going to see some spectacular golf and learn a lot.
Well, you know, it's fun. Other sports have similar things. You know, minor league baseball, minor league hockey. You're always going to have several guys in those teams that have a real shot at making something happen in their careers. It's a great way to go. If people haven't done it, it costs about 1/10 the amount of money. You're not fighting the crowds, and you get to be up close and personal. It's a great way, I think, in all of these sports to find that, quote, minor league group and go, and you can learn that much more. I'm glad we brought that up because if people haven't done it, it's a blast. Plus, there's a different atmosphere. Those are guys that are absolutely grinding it out, trying to get to live their dream. There's that next level of, it's almost like college. It's that next level of passion that those guys are exhibiting out there. So it's worth supporting them and going out and checking them out.
Yeah, there's no doubt. All right, so Pearl, since we're talking right now and we're just BSing a little bit on the Back Nine, it's brought to you by Pro-Am Golf. Where are you in getting yourself fitted with CJ?
I called him, and he couldn't see me because of the Jay Golf with Jay Delson radio shows got him so booked. But it looks like the second half of April. I'm serious. Second half of April, I'm going to get in there. I was ready to roll. I gave him multiple days, and it just didn't work out. I had to get down to Florida and swim with the dolphins and play some golf and kayak and some things like that. So, it's important to me, but I got other things I got to do.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. I did talk to CJ though, and he did say that he's getting hit up quite a bit with some fittings and stuff. So it looks like the word is getting out, and he's really a good guy. Wait till he helps you diagnose your golf swing and some of the ills and things that he can take care of just through a change in equipment, a little bit of change of equipment. It's a pretty big deal.
What about how much is there any electrode nodes or whatever to get my brain to be working in the right direction and instead of thinking positive thoughts to get my backswing more than 2.5 feet back?
I think that's the wrong department. I don't think he's qualified for that. That goes over into the psych ward where they have the electro shock therapy and things like that and the tequila drip.
The tequila trip is absolutely what I'm looking for.
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, it's like, oh my gosh, I got such a kick out of somebody called and said, man, that TPC was brutal. What do you think you would have shot? I said, tequila. I said, there's no way I want to be out there playing. I'd rather be shooting tequila somewhere because that just looked like it was really a tough go. Before we cut for a break here, we just have a couple of minutes. I wanted to talk a little bit about the LPGA Tour and the LPGA product. And we don't talk nearly enough about them. I've been trying to get the Korda sisters. I've been trying to get Danielle Kang on the show. I just haven't been able to connect with them. That LPGA product, Pearl, it's stellar. It is really, really heading in a great direction.
I love it. It absolutely is. And Jay, shame on me, but which of the Korda sisters is having the problems with her arm? She's taking some time off. Did you catch that report?
I think it's Jessica. It's not Nelly's world number one. I did not see. I think it's Jessica.
That is. I'm not sure. I think it might be Nelly. But right now, what matters is we want to give some positive vibes in her way. She's taking some time off. It's a little bit scary. Young lady having a blood clot like that, but hopefully things work out great and she's back out there.
Yeah, gosh, I just look at the Americans and how they're coming up and coming and they're playing some great golf. Danielle Kang is really, really fun to watch. She's working with Butch Harmon and working on trying to get her game to a new level. And from an outside perspective, it sure looks like it's happening.
That's awesome. How many of the ladies work with Butch? I thought he was primarily with the guys. Does he take many of the ladies?
I don't know many of the ladies that do. I think Danielle Kang is about the only one. I saw a really cool article the other day about the LPGA and a couple of the moms that are playing full-time on tour and raising a family. And oh my, and my hat's just off to those ladies. What a hard thing to do, period, is to be a mom and to be a parent and raising young children in this environment. And they're out there playing the tour, kids in tow and golf bag in tow and having their whole team out there. I mean, I thought mine was a circus, bro, when we were out there with the girls and everything. Could you imagine all that?
No, I can't. I absolutely cannot. It's that much different, that especially when there's so much desire for the whole family to travel along. You know, that was always mind-boggling to me when you're out there trying to compete at that level and then have the whole family dynamic. There's super big positives. I get it. That's why you did it. But there was also some interesting challenges.
I think if I could have left my ex-wife home and just brought the girls with me, we'd have been better off. But let's not jump down that.
Let's not go down there.
Let's keep it positive. All right, that's going to wrap up the back nine, and this is a good time for me to take a break. Come back. Pearly and I will be going to the Michelob Ultra 19th hole. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
You're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing for golf tips, news on the latest equipment, and everything golf. Log on to golfwithjaydelsing.com.
How would you like access to 90 holes of golf? Well, that's what happens when you join at Whitmore Country Club. You get access to the Missouri Bluffs, the Links of Dardenne, and the Golf Club of Wentzville. And guess what? No cart fees included in that deal. There's no food and beverage minimums. There's no assessments. They have a 24-hour fitness center, two large pool complexes, three tennis courts. Year-round social calendar includes holiday parties, picnics, date nights, live music. They even have a kids club for your children and much, much more. There's junior golf, junior tennis, and swim teams available. This is a family-friendly atmosphere, and they have a wonderful staff. If you get out there, you got to poke your head in the golf shop and say hello to my friend Bummer. He is a terrific guy, and he will help you with your game and show you around. And don't forget, there are golf leagues, skins games, members tournaments, and couples events available all year round. Visit WhitmoreGolf.com. That's WhitmoreGolf.com.
Hey, St. Louis, the Ascension Charity Classic, presented by Emerson, is back this September. Don't miss the excitement when the PGA Tour Champions Best compete again, all for charity, September 9th through the 11th at Norwood Hills Country Club. Pro-Am spots, hospitality packages, VIP tickets, and more. Available now at AscensionCharityClassic.com.
Folks, are you in the market for some additional protection for your ride? You need to call my friends at Vehicle Assurance. Their number is 866-341-9255. Sherry Fain is the owner and president, and she and her team are committed to helping you with your unexpected auto repair bills. They are committed to finding the right protection for you, your budget, and your family. They only work with the top vehicle service providers in the country. Get the protection and the peace of mind you deserve. That's Vehicle Assurance, 866-341-9255 for a free quote. 866-341-9255.
This is Golf with Jay Delsing. To learn more about the game of golf, see the latest equipment, get golfing tips from a PGA pro, log on to jdelsinggolf.com. The 19th hole is presented by Michelob Ultra.
Hey, welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay. I got Pearlie with me. We are headed to our favorite segment, the Michelob Ultra 19th hole. Pearl, go ahead. Pearl, you got that going. You got that going. Hey, folks, I wanted to remind you about the going to the see the Blues game in the Marcone Suite. Marcone is offering tickets. $10 donation will get you involved in the raffle to go see a Blues game April 4th against Arizona with Danny Mac. I'll be caddying for Danny in the suite. Go to backstoppers.org. It's the Delsing and McLaughlin raffle, Delsing and Danny Mac raffle. And get your donations in now. This will be a great time. All right, so Pearl, we have to make a correction. Nelly Korda is definitely dealing with blood clots in her arm. We hate to see that. I love watching this young lady play the game. I love watching her do her thing. Maybe now might be a good time for us to give her a jingle and see if we can't get her on the show. But our best wishes go out to her. Heal fast, heal well, and, man, get back on tour.
She is such a class act. I'm with you, Jay. Maybe my favorite person to watch play golf. And I'm talking guys and ladies at this point. Her swing is just so pure, and I also like the professionalism that she carries herself with inside, outside the ropes. Class act.
Yeah, it doesn't look like anything's really done on accident with her, does it?
No. It's all family, such a dynamite, athletic, professional family. And they're just fun. It's fun to kind of raise the bar for everybody.
Okay, now speaking of fun, you told me to kind of give you some latitude here in the 19th hole because you got some fun stuff coming on. There's a lot of pressure on you, Pearl. We uphold a high fun level standard on this show. Oh boy. Anyway,
I got the weekly golf joke. I don't know who's sponsoring this, but we'll figure that out another time. So here we go. You're late on the tee, John. Yes, well, being Sunday, I had to toss a coin to see if I was going to go to church or go play golf. Okay, but why are you so late? I had to toss it 15 times.
Wow. Golf jokes suck in general.
No, I like that one. I thought I worked hard to find that one. I think that's a good one.
Maybe it's your delivery.
I get a little trivia for later if we have time.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right, cool. Let's.
You don't want to have time. You make sure we don't have time.
I don't think we have time for any more jokes. I think that's where we got to go with that. It's kind of the elephant in the room right now, Pearl. Phil Mickelson. It's kind of the elephant in the room. We're going to talk about him later, too, as we get closer to Augusta, because word just came out this week, you know, that he's kind of been asked to not play. It's hard to really.
I don't know if it's technically asked. You know, Jay, is it technically asked, or is it just kind of clear that they're not interested in it? Do you know the ins and outs? What have you heard?
No, we're not going to know the ins and outs at Augusta. It's hard enough to find the ins and outs out of the regular PGA Tour and what's going on, but it's really difficult at Augusta. It's a tough ask, but man, this from a guy, I mean, the rumors are out there, right? I mean, that he's out of money, which is unfathomable to me, but that he's out of money and that there's some other personal stuff going on that are really difficult. And I know that a couple of years ago or last year, I think he sold his G5. He's lost the KMPG sponsor for his hat, which was somewhere in the neighborhood of $20 million a year, John. He lost Workday. Callaway has suspended him. It's just, I'm just trying to figure out where you go from here if you're Phil, unless you're going to just Mayakope to whatever and try to get a fresh slate.
Well, part of it would be what's rumor, what's baloney, and what's true. And that's part of this whole thing that's kind of messy, to say the least. There's been plenty of other athletes that have gotten caught up in, you know, gambling and some other personal challenges. And you just hope that he rights the ship. But I'll tell you, he's not getting much love from the people around him. Everybody's just kind of, I don't know. It seems to me that there's an understanding that he should just kind of back off for a while, maybe take a unwritten break as a bit of a penalty. And hopefully, whether that's the case or not, whatever break is happening, he can get his act together. It's you just wonder what drives these guys that kind of have the world by a tail to get into some of the binds they're getting into. So, you know, listen, he's a phenomenal player. He's been great on the tour for a long time. And at the end of the day, he's a human being. We want to see him right the ship, but it seems pretty wonky at this stage.
Yeah, when you go back and you sit there and think about the players, the two best players on the PGA Tour, John, for the last 30 years are clearly Tiger and Phil. They're also two of the worst drivers of the ball, but we're not really talking about golf. But now, all of a sudden, we're talking about another kind of off-the-course misstep that prior to these two guys, you didn't really hear too much about that stuff off the golf course, John.
Well, and I think one reason you did, not to say there wasn't some things going on, because we both know that there was, but maybe not quite this dramatic. I mean, some of the stuff going on, obviously, Tiger's infamous mess-ups, but he seems to be riding the ship. But Phil's got some, if they haven't actually happened, there's some wild, wild stories going on, and I guess there's a big book coming out as well that he's very much either mentioned in or implied in relative to the gambling situation. And, you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't make it matter how much money you're making, how much fame you have. If you don't keep the kind of life day-to-day ducks in a row, it comes back and bites you. There's just nobody can get away with not keeping our ducks in a row.
No, they're not immune to it. Karma has a way of life. Karma has a way of taking a bite out of you. And it's interesting, John, you know, with Tiger and when Tiger's kind of drama all hit the fan, he was still a young guy and was able to come back and do some of the things that he's done. Phil, you just wonder. I mean, here's a guy that's the oldest major champion in the history of our game. And, you know, you just wonder what's in store. And the thing that really bugged me, John, kind of about the Phil thing was it was just, you could tell it was a struggle for relevance, too. You know what I mean? Where it was, there was some ego involved in there, and that was hard to watch for me.
Oh, there's a ton of ego, I think, with a lot of people, everybody probably to some degree, but it is hard. It making that transition, you know, one of the hard parts, you hear this all the time, athletes die two times. And, you know, one is that career. You've gone through challenges when you're coming off the tour and there's a certain life and there's a certain level of excitement and attention and money and those kinds of things. And then it changes. And, you know, we see it in professional football. look at Tom Brady just coming back again. You know, why? Because he needs more money? I don't think so. So he can spend more time with his family? I don't think he spends more time with his family if he's out there playing football. But how at that age do you walk away from that adulation, that excitement, that roar of the crowd, that anticipation? It's tough. You see so many of those guys come back. So I never had it like that. I can't relate to it, but it's tough.
Yeah, it really is. All right, so, John, we got a minute or so left. Go ahead with whatever you wanted to sneak in under the wire here. I know this is going to uplift
the trivia just to make you look good again.
Oh, am I going to? So, what are the odds? Let's set this thing up a little bit. Does it look like I'm going to? You think I'm going to get this right or wrong?
I'm pretty sure you're going to get it wrong, and you should get it right, but I'm pretty sure you're going to get it wrong. I got two questions for you. I just picked the ones that I think you're going to not miss. Exactly. So that finger tells me it's my turn. Okay, so here we go. Which former British Open champion never broke par at the Masters? John Daly, Bobby Jones, or Bill Rogers?
Wow. John Daly.
There you go. I told you.
I'm going to say Bill Rogers.
Unbelievable. This is unbelievable. That's why I asked. Bobby Jones. Bobby Jones never broke par at the Masters.
Come on. He never shot under par? He never shot a round under par?
That's what it says on this. That's what it says on this, and it's on the internet, so it must be true. So I got one more for you.
Bobby Jones never won the Masters either then, obviously.
Well, I'm guessing if he never broke par, I'm thinking not. Who won the first Masters? Gene Sarazen, Byron Nelson, Horton Smith?
Horton Smith.
Let me be able to check my answers.
Oh, my God.
Horton, what is that? What was that called? What was that kid's son? Horton, here's a who? Horton Smith won the first Masters. He sure did.
Hey, folks, whatever you do, please do not check or do check Furley's trivia, and go ahead and send us a little an email on that. I'm getting plenty of emails these days. Anyways, bro, that's going to wrap up another show. Nice job on the trivia. I can't. The Bobby Jones question's amazing. As soon as I get off, I'm going to go look that up.
You should always double check me, and you know it. So go for it.
Hey, thanks, Furley. As we did last week on the show, I'm getting some really interesting questions sent to me, Jay at jdelsongolf.com. Please keep sending them in. We're going to what we call the mailbag session of the show. And the first question comes from Russ in Alton, Illinois, just on the east side. Jay, can you talk a little bit about the Phil Mickelson saga? And please give us your opinion about what's going to be next. We touched briefly on it, Russ, in the show. But yeah, you know what? There's no question in my mind that Phil will be suspended. He may even be suspended as we speak right now. Pretty remarkable. Phil Mickelson is gone in this kind of self-exile state where he is shut down all of his social media accounts. He hasn't been heard from probably over a month, and doing a lot of soul searching. And I think that's probably a really, really good idea. I don't know where you go from here. I do know that Augusta National pulls no punches. And they basically said, you know what, Phil, you're not playing this year. I don't care if you won three times. I don't care what you've done for the game in the past. What you're doing to the game right now, it's not a good look. We do not want you and your baggage coming down, driving down Magnolia Lane anytime soon. So, and you have to remember, all of the majors are not PGA Tour co-sponsored. These entities run these events and can basically make the rules as they see fit. So Augusta is their own entity. The Royal and Ancient is obviously in Europe and the home of golf, and they do their thing. The U.S. Open is United States Golf Association, so they're not associated with the tour, and the same with the PGA of America. So they have basically said, Phil, we're not going for this. Stand down. Try to get your life together. Let's see if there's some sort of, you know, America loves a second chance. America loves people falling on their sword, even a guy like Phil Mickelson. So I believe if it's done correctly, sincerely, and authentically, that he's got a chance. But going down the road that he's been going on, he needed to jump off and take a timeout, get his thoughts together, get his act together. You know, So that's what I think about Phil. The next question is from Janet from Ferguson. She writes, Jay, love the show. Thanks, Janet. I would like to get better at the game as soon as possible. Where should I start? Which end of the bag? Should I start with my putting or should I start with my driver? Janet, great question. I hear this all the time. And the answer is start with your putting. Janet, let's get rid of and eliminate all three putts. So how do we do this? We start working on our 3 and 4 footers. Let's try to get automatic on those so that when you have a putt from 3 feet from the hole, you practiced your technique, you've worked on the things that are not great with your putting stroke, and you can count on making a lot of those 3 footers. And then, Janet, let's get some balls and putt from a distance. That means let's go to 20 feet, let's go to 25 feet, let's go to 30 feet, and really work on your touch and feel. What kind of speed control do you have over that ball so that when you're putting from those distances, regardless of what it's for, whether it's for a 4, a 5, a 6, we're going to have the speed just right on those long putts. That's where I'd start, Janet. That's a great question. And then work your way back to the driver. Then go around the greens, do your pitching, chipping, do those sort of things and get some technique and some feel on those so that when you miss a green, you can get the ball on the green. And then maybe a 1 putt or a 2 putt, you can get the ball close to the holes, even a bonus. So yeah, Janet, great question. Work from the green back out to your driver. And our last question that I'll have time for this week is from Rick from Afton. Rick says, Jay, match play or stroke play? I know you played both. Which do you prefer? You know, Rick, I loved match play. I didn't get to play it very often. I played in 3 U.S. amateurs, and I played in a couple U.S. juniors, and had some nice success in match play. So I actually enjoyed the match play quite a bit. You didn't have to be perfect, meaning if you had one hole that you blew up with, you know, you could get away with it in match play. You could, if, put it this way, last week, if Davis Riley was playing match play, he'd have probably won the Valspar going away because he made an 8, a triple bogey 8 on the par 5 fifth hole on Sunday and still wound up in a playoff. So that's a good question. Typically, we only play stroke play, so we didn't get to play a whole lot of match play, but it is really fun. It's a really fun change of pace. And there are some gamesmanship and some things that go on in match play that are really fun that maybe we can talk about at a later show. But guys, thanks so much for the emails. Jay@jaydelsongolf.com. Keep them coming. I'll read them once I get a significant number of them. And I appreciate you listening to the show, and we'll talk to you next week. Hit 'em straight, St. Louis.
Hey, St. Louis, the Ascension Charity Classic, presented by Emerson, is back this September. Don't miss the excitement when the PGA Tour Champions Best compete again, all for charity, September 9th through the 11th at Norwood Hills Country Club. Pro-Am spots, hospitality packages, VIP tickets, and more. Available now at AscensionCharityClassic.com.
Hey, do you like wine? Have you heard about the hottest new wine bar in St. Louis? It's called Wild Crush Wine Bar, and it's located in Town and Country on Clayton Road, just behind the Straub's. Have you ever experienced self-dispensing wine machines? Well, they are here. The only place in St. Louis and most of Missouri that you'll find them, and it's at Wild Crush. You can choose your size of pour, and Wild Crush will pour the freshest wine in the area for you. The organic argon gas system used at Wild Crush keeps this wine pristinely fresh for up to 60 days. So if you're tired of drinking wine that's been open for a few days, come into Wild Crush for the best and freshest wine selection in the area. Go to WildCrushSTL.com and come have one with us. Boy, is this housing market tight right now. Are you tired of having the second best bid on your dream home? Call my friend Joe Schieser at 314-628-2015. Joe's been helping my family and I for over 30 years. He closes millions of dollars of business every year, and he will help you understand the importance of a pre-approval letter, inspections, and pricing your home or your offer just right. If you need to buy or sell your home, Joe is your guy. 314-628-2015. That's 314-628-2015. Get this date on your calendar, June 13th at Norwood Hills Country Club. Why? because it's the annual SSM Health Foundation Open. SSM Health has been supporting the St. Louis community for nearly 150 years. There are so many ways for you to get involved. You golfers can tee it up at Norwood Hills Country Club. This is the same course the PGA Tour champions played last year and will play again this September. And you can support the great cause this way. You can also join the SSM Ambassador Program, or you can sponsor your own event, or set up a corporate partnership for you and your team. Go to givetossmhealth.org and help support this fantastic local foundation. That's givetossmhealth.org.
You're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing. For golf tips, news on the latest equipment, and everything golf, log on to golfwithjaydelsing.com.
Folks, do you need a new car, truck, or SUV? Then the Dean team of Kirkwood is the place for you to go. 314-966-0303 and go see Colin Byrne. He just got me into a new SUV and I love it. Boy, did they make the experience painless and super, super easy. Most dealers don't have any cars in their lots, but at Dean Team of Kirkwood, Colin has an entire parking lot full of new and used cars. You don't want a VW? That's no problem. They have Audis, BMWs, Mercedes, anything you want. Colin and the Dean Team of Kirkwood will go get it if they don't have it. Call them at 314-966-0303 or go to DeanTeamVWKirkwood.com. The Dean Team. For all your car buying needs. Attention golfers, do you want to improve your game? Of course you do. The first step is getting to diagnose the area or areas that need your attention. Please listen up. Rapsodo.com. That's Rapsodo.com. It's a portable launch monitor that interacts with your phone. Nothing better for you to use when you are practicing indoors in the winter. You will know your ball speed, your club head speed, spin rates, dispersions. Everything you need to know is on this device. And at checkout, if you enter the code Delsing, you will receive $100 off the price of the Rapsodo launch monitor. That's right. Enter my last name, Delsing, when you check out and get $100 off the price. Rapsodo.com. That's Rapsodo.com. I want to tell you about a family-owned and operated golf business that's been right here in St. Louis for over 40 years. I'm talking about Pro-Am Golf Center. That's right, Pro-Am Golf Center. I know you know the name, but I'm not sure you know what they really have to offer. They have everything a seasoned golfer like myself could need, all the way down to what a beginner would want. Pro-Am Golf Center has the lowest price in the area for custom club fitting. I just went and visited CJ. He is terrific. If you call them now, mention my name, Jay Delson, you will receive a discount on that already low club fitting price. Their number is 314-647-8054. Ask for CJ, or you can visit them at proamgolfusa.com. That's proamgolfusa.com.
You're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing. For golf tips, news on the latest equipment, and everything golf, log on to golfwithjaydelsing.com. This has been Golf with Jay Delsing. Visit jaydelsinggolf.com. That's jaydelsinggolf.com. Hey, St. Louis, the Ascension Charity Classic, presented by Emerson, is back this September. Don't miss the excitement when the PGA Tour Champions Best compete again, all for charity, September 9th through the 11th at Norwood Hills Country Club. Pro-Am spots, hospitality packages, VIP tickets, and more. Available now at AscensionCharityClassic.com.
Folks, do you need a new car, truck, or SUV? Then the Dean team of Kirkwood is the place for you to go. 314-966-0303 and go see Colin Byrne. He just got me into a new SUV and I love it. Boy, did they make the experience painless and super, super easy. Most dealers don't have any cars in their lots, but at Dean Team of Kirkwood, Colin has an entire parking lot full of new and used cars. You don't want a VW? That's no problem. They have Audis, BMWs, Mercedes, anything you want. Colin and the Dean Team of Kirkwood will go get it if they don't have it. Call them at 314-966-0303 or go to DeanTeamVWKirkwood.com. The Dean Team. For all your car buying needs.
This has been Golf with Jay Delsing. Visit jdelsinggolf.com. That's jdelsinggolf.com.